Now, strength, empowerment, okay? Quite serious and noble. Carlotta, a touch this way.
Standing in front of Good. Central High School,
you, my dear, a touch
the
this
Little
way.
Rock Nine posed for Good. The renowned photographer known as Platon.
Beautiful. Stay there.
Platon has taken portraits of presidents and world leaders and was brought to Little Rock by the New Yorker for this assignment.
I must be good, right?
Either that, you're faking it.
Who knows?
Either way, it's working for you.
Members of the Little Rock Nine are now in their late 60s. Only three live in Arkansas today, with the rest spread out around the world. Minnie Jean Brown Tricky has moved back to Little Rock and says when they get together, they're shifted back to the 1950s.
We're doing exactly what we did when we were going to Central. We're kidding around, being silly, as if we're still teenagers. And that was our mode of survival. And it probably, we're going to trigger ourselves back to that space whenever we get together.
It's rare that all nine are able to reunite. The New Yorker orchestrated this gathering for its photo shoot. Carlotta Walls Lanier was the youngest of the nine and today lives in Denver.
It is wonderful for all nine of us to be together. You're absolutely correct. We don't get together that often, and unfortunately, some could not be here for the anniversary in September. So this is our first time since I've been in about a year and a half, so it's wonderful.
More than half a century has passed since the world's attention was focused on Little Rock as Governor Orville Faubus brought out the Arkansas National Guard to prevent the integration of Central, with President Eisenhower then intervening. Minnie Jean Brown Tricky says they're still trying to make sense of what happened.
We're still interrogating it for ourselves to get an understanding and hoping to help other people understand it better. So it's good to have this sort of senior era in which we are certainly much wiser than we were when we were 14, 15, and 16. So it's a good feeling, and maybe we need us more than ever.
Thelma Mothershed Warr moved back to Little Rock a few years ago and was happy to see the others get back here.
2 years ago, in 2007, we were all together. So it's been 2 years since I've seen all my cohorts. It's been a pleasure to see them. We're good people. We're best friends. All the nine of us are really best friends. We had to be each other's best friends back then. Yeah, take care of each other.
Ernest Green was the first black student to graduate from Central and today lives in Washington, D.C.
Well, it's always a joy to meet up with the other members of the Little Rock Nine. I enjoy coming back to Little Rock. I probably get back three or four times a year. But it's special. Obviously, people look and see that the nine of us are all still here. We've gone off. We're now, many of us, grandparents, raised families, had careers, expanded on it, and just feel that the experience going to Central High School was an important part of building our lives.
Elizabeth Eckford will perhaps be best known as captured in black and white photos when she was surrounded alone outside the school by a jeering mob. Today she again lives in Little Rock.
It's joyful. It really is. Because we're a long way from the time that originally brought us together, but we have lifelong ties. So it's joyful to see that those of us who are 66, 67, 68 are still around.
Terrence Roberts today lives in California and says he relishes the moments that they can all meet up.
It's really good because we don't often have a chance, all nine of us, to get together. And so it's really a treat to interact with this group for what might be one of the last times, given our age group. So it adds, you know, each year adds that sort of layer and that element. But it's always good.
Jefferson Thomas today lives in Columbus, Ohio. Gloria Ray Karlmark today lives in Sweden and the Netherlands. And Melba Beals lives in the San Francisco area. For FM 89 News, I'm Michael Heplin.